A recent bill in New Zealand has significant pro-life implications for the country. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to take a look at a ministry's perspective on the latest in that country and how you can pray. And then stay tuned for details on a book aimed at helping you form healthy, God-honoring relationships. We're putting today's news in the context of your faith. First, in New Zealand, the sanctity of human life is facing overwhelming opposition. Polls show 3/4 of New Zealanders support the end-of-life bill, which would legalize euthanasia. We spoke with Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer about the larger impact this bill could have on our culture.
When we talk about legalized euthanasia, it's becoming more and more apparent that we're in a very liberal state as far as our cultures go. And people do not uphold the sanctity of human life. In fact, it's more about how healthy am I? How is my so-called quality of life? And if I don't have that quality of life, I want to be able to just take and end my life.
It isn't just about politics. It's about people rejecting God's truth. And now, more than ever, the church is needed to remind people of the value of human life and to introduce them to the hope found in Christ.
What is the church going to do about this? How are we going to continue to reach out to those people who at the end of life are struggling, who maybe have no one to care for them? And the church then can come alongside people and explain to them that we're not going to leave you. We're going to take care of you.
There are most likely people all around you who need to hear the gospel or just be encouraged. Would you reach out to one of those people today? Next, On Eagle's Wings summer evangelism team was launched last month, and they're calling on all prayer warriors. The team of Native young people are going to go to Native reservations across North America and share their testimonies with an invitation to accept Christ. They've been to 9 reservations so far and are on the most difficult reservation this week. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says,
there's just a tremendous amount of spiritual resistance and great difficulty in talking about Jesus. And these are young men and women who will be attempting to share their Jesus with people who have felt like this could not possibly be an option for them. But these young men and women have stories to tell of massive brokenness in their lives that has been taken care of by Jesus.
So prayer warriors, here's what you can do.
Pray that God would open eyes that have been closed to Jesus, that he will give courage in hard situations and hard conversations to the warriors of the On Eagle's Wings team.
Find more prayer requests at missionnews.org. And relationships are a double-edged sword. They build up, they tear down, and they have an incredible impact on our lives. David Mengs, a longtime biblical counselor and friend of Set Free Ministry, says that many of the struggles that we have, even when it comes to addiction, have a lot to do with our relationships.
Almost always there is a problem with anger and bitterness or a lack of forgiveness. And unless, until those who are having addictions of various kinds can fix their relationship with God and with others, they're probably not going to come out of their addictions.
That's why Mengs wrote the book, Excelling in Relationships. It's a counseling tool, yes, but one that's based in the freedom of the gospel and a renewed relationship with God.
When the grace of God goes into us, into our hearts, not our heads, but it goes into our hearts, it's going to come out. Grace in, grace out. That's excelling in relationships. In other words, someone's not going to be gracious to others unless they have received the grace of God.
But this book isn't just for people with addictions. It's for anyone who wants to cultivate healthy relationships. And that's why for the month of August, Set Free Ministries is giving away a free copy of this 32-day lesson book. The details in just a moment. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now, the gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it also impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries, as we mentioned earlier, is offering the free book, Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.